Gold Central Victoria, Jimmy Barnes and NXS. Good times on this Thursday morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Daniel, Infa, Robbo and Steve. Thanks to Aviva Communities Bendigo for over 55 retirement lifestyle living. Well, joining us on the phone this morning, all round nice guy. I say that because he's got answering his phone at 12 past 7, but he's also the manager for tourism and major events at the City of Greater Bendigo. Terry Karamaloudis, good morning.
Gee, all round nice guy. That's a great introduction. And it's interesting, when I was umpiring football many years ago, I got called everything but all-round nice guy. So I'm glad that I've progressed, mate. You know, that's good.
Oh, well, I'm trying to be nice because it is 13 past 7. Not a lot of people would answer their phone at 13 past 7.
Happy to have a chat and good to have the opportunity to be on the airwaves with you, mate.
Let's talk about Awake. And can you tell us a little bit about it? Because this morning we've had a few calls, Terry, saying that there's some strange lights going on at Roslyn Park, and I'm not sure it's the bats with their torches.
Yeah, well, it's great that people have noticed, because we have been rehearsing obviously part of any major event is to make sure that everything's operational and ready to go for opening night, which is coming up this Saturday. And so, yes, Awakened. It'll be a spectacular laser light and sound sensory experience that I'm sure everyone that comes along to will walk away being very, very excited with. And, it's a terrific new occasion for our city and region. And so that's what people have been noticing. And I should say, you mentioned the bats earlier. I mean, obviously a big part of the planning for the event was to, make sure that we had a really watertight, safe plan in place, not only for the community with, the current restrictions around the COVID-19 virus and how to conduct a safe event for humans, but we're also, very satisfied that we're conducting a very safe event for the flora and fauna in Roslyn Park, which, there's possums in there as well as bats and, native birds and things. So, we've covered all that really well, and we're really excited that we're only hours away from opening on Saturday evening.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, I got tickets to the 3rd of July performance there. Now, I mentioned there about tickets. It is now a ticketed event. Yeah. It was obviously going to be just a free, like walk around event, but it is now the ticketed event.
Yeah, it is. And again, it's not negotiable. We need to comply with the regulations as set by the health department, by the state government, and the ticketing is free. So yes, you don't need to buy your ticket, but we do need you to register through GoTix at Bendigo Venues and Events, or more commonly known as the Capital Theatre there in View Street, because we do need to understand that we have to comply with the density quotients, and on each evening as it stands now, we are allowed 1,000 people into the precinct, and people will still need to QR code before they get in, and that's mandatory that they do that. But the ticketing is just that second layer of making sure that we have the appropriate numbers or the allowable numbers in the venue, purely from a health perspective for everybody. Yeah.
You mentioned there about the QR codes. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of those around, because I saw this morning when I was driving in, obviously the temporary fencing is up. There's going to be a lot of those codes available for people to scan into.
Yeah, so we've had to amend our plan 5 times now, our COVID safe plan, and that's because as circumstances change and with what the health department requires for events. So there is a single entry point into the event now, whereas originally we had 5 entry points, but restrictions were somewhat less back when we originally planned the event. So with one entry point, I think it's fair to say that it might be a little slow getting in on Saturday night, but we just urge people to understand that the necessity for us to make sure that we are staying within the rules. It's, in the first instance about the safety of all visitors from a health perspective. So the QR coding will be at that entry point. It's only a matter of, 15 seconds, I guess, but to log in and QR code. But when you've got potentially 1,000 people lined up there, you might have to wait, several minutes, 10, 15 minutes to actually get in. But it'll be well worth it. Yep. And also with the ticketing, if you have got a ticket from the box office through GoTix, that is your guaranteed entry. So if you're standing in the queue for 5-10 minutes thinking, am I going to get in, am I not? Mm. The fact that you've got your ticket and it's an original ticket and we can verify it, because we will have actually our box office on site to check the tickets. So you will be guaranteed your entry if you've got an original ticket. Mm.
That is all happening, getting underway from Saturday. Just very quickly, Terry, we've got about 60 seconds. White Knight, what's the latest with that event?
So we're planning full steam ahead. In fact, this afternoon, we've got a 3-hour planning session with the operational group out of Melbourne. That'll be done virtually. Yep. At this point in time for White Knight, it's full steam ahead. And we're hoping and praying that restrictions will be, at an appropriate level for us to run that event on October 2nd, because that'll be another exciting light and sound experience for our city and region.
A couple of big events coming to Bendigo. Manager for Tourism and Major Events for the City of Greater Bendigo, Terry Karamaloudis, thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, Daniel. Have a great day.